Recently, I was at the Skipper Expo. That's the trade show for Irish fishermen looking at some new technologies for the commercial fishing sector. Matthew McHugh of BIM had a net on display there which aims to avoid catching undersized fish.
My name is Matthew McHugh. I work for Board HQ Ara in the fisheries conservation team. And here we're talking about a Seltra net which is hanging here in the lobby of the Skipper Expo.
I describe it, it's like a doorway here, and then there's a big tunnel of net, maybe a metre wide. I could crawl down through it.
Yes, well, this is the cod in section of a trawl, actually, which we use to it's to reduce catches of discards. So it's a prawn net. It's 90 mil mesh. This section here is 9 meters long. The cod end is tied up at the bottom. 4 meters from the cod end, then there's
What do you mean by the cod end?
The end of the net, the cod end, where like it's an old term for a fishing trawl, where the cod used to accumulate. So the cod end, it's an old term, and it's now classified for all trawls. So this is a whole cod end section.
Okay, so what you would have is a much bigger net, maybe the size of this.
Yeah, there'd be
a whole room, and this is the escape hatch at the end.
Essentially, yeah, and it's also the catch accumulation. So the catch is held down here, but we've also got a section here, which I was going to say, there's a 4 meter panel, which it reduces the bycatch. So they're allowed to escape. It's 300 mil square section. It's 4 meshes wide, 19 meshes long, just within 4 meters of the end of the net.
Undersized fish are going to escape and live to fight another day.
Yeah, we've done it. We've done it in the past where we've done quite numerous trials with it, and we've things like. 90-odd percent reduction in dogfish, which was a major problem for a lot of fishermen catching dogfish.
Yeah, they're kind of useless.
Yeah, exactly. Now they've developed as a sort of market for bait, but they were also maybe damaging the prawns in the cod end. So the prawns were in with the dogfish, rubbing against their rough skin, causing issues. So now by 90% of they're gone, so you've got a better quality prawn as well.
How long have BIM been promoting this?
We've been working on it for 3 to 4 years, really. It came down from Denmark originally, and it was developed in a flume tank up in Denmark, and the fishermen up there were using it. We thought it was a good idea for our prawn fishermen. It's been slow to take off, but we've got a few guys who are really, really interested in it, using it quite a bit, and there's more and more interest at this show now, and it's pushing on.
Behind us here, you have animations of what happens with these nets.
Yeah, so like we on the wall here, we have a video playing, and we've got 3 or 4 of our sort of key pieces of work to reduce bycatches. And there's different nets, and the one at the moment playing, but you can't see it obviously, is of a seinet fishery. We just did it recently down in the Celtic Sea, and it's 2 different size meshes where we wanted to see if that was possible to help the fishermen reduce their unwanted catches.
Bycatches are now, the EU is trying to outlaw them, reduce them. What kind of interest are you getting for fishermen?
Well, to be fair, the fishermen would love it, business as usual. Won't get into it, but there's legislation, but then there's enforcement of legislation, and who wants to work it. Realistically now, you cannot throw anything overboard of quota species, so you have to retain everything, and it comes off your quota. So what we do is try and maximize what you catch, so you don't need to throw anything overboard. The gear that we're testing to give fishermen, essentially put tools in their toolbox, so that they can have the tool to go out and fish and not have to throw fish overboard.
Matthew McHugh of BIM. And you can see a demonstration of those nets on the BIM website.